Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Hello, I'm Steve Hargrave. This is Fred, the Festival Insider, joining you from the London Film Festival 2019. And we have a very special guest, of course, a very successful actress. You might know her from the little-known TV show Game of Thrones, Carice Van Houten, who's here with her movie Instinct. Good day to you. How are you?
I'm okay. I feel a little bit messy, but I'm sure you'll get me out of it.
You know what I think the joy is about this? It kind of sums up festival life, doesn't it? When you are literally rushing around.
It is true. You have the badge and you're sweating. And I know, that's exactly how I feel, like festival-like. Yeah. Like I haven't slept in a tent.
Yeah, that's what
you know, like I have, you know. Yeah.
Thanks for taking the time to join us in a busy schedule. But the good news is, of course, when it's a project very close to your heart, obviously because you co-produced this at your production company, but also very good and very well received. So tell us about Instinct. It's telling a very different story, I suppose, to what we might see at other festivals.
Yes, I think it's probably a bit of a controversial film because it's quite extreme. And the way we set it up is it's raw, but it's also theatrical at the same time. I think it's good to show all the gray areas in this era that we live in now, because, you know, as everyone now says, every woman needs to be strong, and we have to show strong women, and I'm completely agreeing with that. But I think in art we still have to have the chance to show that there's, you know, you can be strong, but you can be very vulnerable at the same time. Like, I know many, many, many strong people that are very fragile. You know, so we really wanted to show a complex female character, or complex, just I guess to be a woman is complex in itself. So
yeah, it's to recreate that and replicate that idea, isn't it? And that's the thing, I suppose, with your character is you know you don't really know where she's going, because that's kind of maybe much like real life, that kind of indecision, that desire to for one thing, knowing it's wrong, what's right and what's wrong. You watch her sort of struggling with this idea throughout the movie.
Yeah, and I think that's, as you said, it's something that I sort of don't think that's very strange. It's, my life sums that all up.
I saw you did a screen talk after one of the screenings, and I mean, I think you just watched the end of the movie again, obviously very powerful moments, and you came on, you were very emotional just seeing it again. Is it that sort of movie that when you catch bits of it again, you realize what you went through?
Well, yes, because it's so... it's so raw, and there's no way I can hide behind a wig or magic or, you know, 20,000 horses or extras. It's really what you see is what you get, and you have to just be the character. You know, I couldn't sort of pretend or act. I just really had to go to that place, and so then when I see it, it is emotional because I play with my own pain as well, of course. So I continue to see my own shit, yeah. You know.
Your best buddy, Helena Rain, a directorial debut, and also produced with your production company, Man Up, which you created, the first project that we see from this. I know there's another project on the go. What's that like working alongside her, particularly on her debut?
Well, funny enough, I don't see her as a first-time director, because to me, you know, I've worked with lesser gods. So I never doubted that she wouldn't be able to do this. I just always knew that she was going to be great. And I felt, because we know each other so well and we love each other so much, I just felt very safe. And there, and in that environment, I can flourish. I can paint. I can, you know, I can feel free as an actor. And that's also why I feel like this might be one of the best things I've done so far, because I feel like I can completely express myself.
Yeah, it's incredible. We were talking to her yesterday about the style. Obviously, it's inherently very documentary-like, very close. A lot of cameras right in your face a lot of the time. And I suppose that makes that process a lot easier and comfortable as an actress when you're very comfortable with the director behind the camera.
Oh, yes. And it was so magical. Sometimes it felt like we were even sort of doing it together. I thought I was sort of channeling her sometimes, and she was channeling me while directing, and it was really magical project for me.
Tell us a bit about Man Up and its kind of philosophy and the idea of where you want to take that company.
Well, the idea is really that we want to, as in this movie as well, we really want to lift the stone up and see what's underneath and bring that to the light. The things that we feel uncomfortable about, that we are ashamed of, that, you know, that we don't want to see of ourselves, those things we want to bring to the light again, because not only to break the taboo, but also to give solace to people that, we're, you know, everyone has an inner junkie, for, so to say. So we really, we also want to do this to connect people, in fact.
Yeah. And you've obviously shown this at a couple of festivals already. The reaction's been quite astonishing so far. You've won an award already for it. I mean, how have you felt talking to people about the story?
It's great because it has so, people have such different opinions. Like, they're all not per se like bad or wrong, but they just interpret things in a different way, and that's so interesting. And it starts a conversation that we really like. You know, even if someone doesn't like it, we really want to know why, because it's an insight in the human psyche.
When it's a personal project that you're so involved in, it does become like your baby and your creation.
Yeah. Lucky I have a real baby that, you know, there is a difference, but yes, it does feel very vulnerable. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, you said this is like your most, well, you feel like your personal, your truest perhaps role. Is it quite, you know, different? I guess that's the joy of an actor, so many different projects, but so soon after the end of Game of Thrones, fresh from the Emmys and the success there, and this is now the one that you're pushing. It's like, it proves how different acting is, I suppose.
Yeah, and it's also, for me, it's such a relief, not a relief, but after 7 years of my character in Game of Thrones, I just felt like I would love people to see that I can do different, I can do other things as well, and especially Melisandre in Game of Thrones, who was such a sort of mostly confident, you know, very strong, opinionated, religious, you know, woman, and that has nothing to do with who I am. So I just, normally I like to play, you know, people that are unsecure of themselves or are afraid or have doubts or have secrets, you know, all that stuff, all the shit. I love the drama, and I really was craving that. I mean, I love, don't get me wrong, I love being on the show, but it's great to go completely the opposite way.
And I guess the joy, you know, speaking to all the cast members, the joy of the success of that is the opportunity.
Exactly.
The doors are open.
Exactly. It totally does. And, you know, people actually, when they haven't seen it, they're like, I'm so sorry I haven't seen it. I still haven't seen it. I'm like, you don't have to apologize. It's just a show, you know.
It's just TV, guys. It's all right.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's funny. It's such a phenomenon.
Well, it's lovely to see you. Thanks for making time in the schedule here at the London Film Festival.
Thank you for being so, coming in like a whirlwind.
This is reality, guys. This is reality. Carice Van Houten, thanks for joining us. This is Steve Hargrave for Fred the Festival Insider at London Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.